were talking about earlier about how Jeep guys have the Jeep wave.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Shannon Burke texted me. I didn't see it. Harley guys have a Harley wave.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it where they stick their hand out to the side.
Yeah. I always think they were
just
turning.
That's just motorcycle guys, I think. I mean, whenever I rode a bike.
I don't think a Harley guy would give the signal to a non-Harley rider.
You think
Shannon's going to give the arm signal to a guy on a Rice Rocket?
Or a Honda?
Never.
No. Good luck at 60 miles per hour when somebody's coming at you being able to figure out whether it's a Harley or a Honda.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a bike guy, so I don't really know.
But no, I don't think Shannon would wave to somebody that wasn't on a Harley.
Question. Remember the girl that Michael Phelps was dating that was changed? She wasn't transgender. Yeah, but what was her name?
She was born with both parts, yeah. And then she was
intersex.
Intersex, that's it. Shannon's got her in studio today.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's, I think she had, like, some type of...
I love how he pretends like he doesn't know. He's got her biography and everything.
There was something where I think she was being really ridiculed on Twitter and stuff. I think they got to her because I remember reading that there was almost a suicide attempt. I don't know if she actually went through with it or not, but I feel terrible.
Clearly not if she's going to be on Shannon's show today.
Well, I didn't say she might have gone through with it, but not been successful.
Right. She made a porn, so you're kind of putting yourself.
Oh, she's absolutely nuts and wants all the attention she can get.
Yeah. I think she's kind of hot.
Me too.
I want to see it. Like I can look at Francesca and see that's. Was a dude at one point, but she looks like a woman to me. She just looks like a MILF.
That's a dude, though. You know that, right?
She wasn't. She's intersexual.
She's not intersex. There is no such thing as intersex. That was a guy that cut her junk off and did the flip-flop reverse.
Yeah, because wasn't she in, like, a really bad accident, and then that's what made her transition?
No.
Made her wiener fall off?
She had, like...
I don't think it works that way.
Yeah, she had, like, a real bad... It got mutilated, because I remember her saying it was mutilated.
It just didn't develop.
No, she's just lying. She's just
so Michael Phelps made sweet love to a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who he probably thought was a lady.
So why is she nuts and Caitlyn Jenner not?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Whoa, did you hit me with a boom?
No, I just said, because she did a porn.
Spanish is wrong. She was diagnosed as intersex in her early teens and underwent corrective surgery in her 20s to remove her male genitalia. She was involved in a car accident later in life.
Let me be clear. I'm not saying she's nuts because she went from man to a woman. I'm saying she's nuts because she's just nuts.
But you say also she's a man.
Yo, yeah, clearly.
But why? It says right there she was diagnosed as intersex.
But she was born, I don't know if you could go, hey, this is my girlfriend. She used to be David Roy Fitch when she was born.
Oh, really?
She was born a guy. There you
go. Girlfriend David.
Yeah.
David's pretty hot.
I'd give it to David.
Nobody's doubting you.
I would let David give it to me.
Whoa.
Yeah, there's a...
Whoa.
There is a revelation.
Whoa.
I meant her.
Does David have a Happy Days board game?
What is her name? What is her name? I forget.
David Roy
No,
Fitch.
Her
oh,
name.
Chandler.
Taylor
Chandler.
Yeah.
I would chalk it up to science, and I would let her do her thing
on
me.
Would you bang her out?
Whoa, who is that?
Oh, my God.
That's a voice of Badass Ryan. No, I don't... I don't think I would. But I think that I would let her do stuff to me because she looks enough like a woman, and in my mind, she's a woman.
Oh, boy.
Franchette. What are you worrying about?
Oh, boy.
He's mad because you're going to have sex with a guy, and it's not him.
No, I don't. First of all, I'm not having sex with anybody. I'm just saying that I could probably be coaxed into letting her go down on me.
How many Patron shots is it going to take?
None.
Really?
None. If I smell her and she smells like a woman and I see those big, giant cans... And her privates look like ladies' privates. I'm in. I don't know David.
And then she goes, hey, Mike, you mind if I use your bathroom? I had a burrito for lunch. And just goes in there, kaboom.
Women poop too, Galvin. Yeah. This is how it works.
Not the pretty ones.
All right. Well, either way, she's going to be in the studio with Shannon today. So be prepared to ask her all your questions.
Interesting.
In the studio with us right now is Badass Ryan. How are you, pal?
What's up, man? I'm doing great.
Yeah. How are you like living in Florida?
Pretty badass, dude. And that was natural. That wasn't me saying
that's
that.
Right. That was a bad. That's why we call you Badass Ryan.
I love it. Dude.
And where are you living? What area?
St. Petersburg.
And do you live by yourself?
Yeah. My cat's not doing too well, dude. He's like 17. He's
Which one? The badass weight. One or the other
yeah,
one?
Yeah, my badass one, dude. Uh-huh. He's getting skinnier. He wakes me up every hour wanting cat food. Like, it's really sad.
Speaking of cats, when I was walking in, a guy from the second floor actually found a cat, and he's trying to give it away because he actually has a really big dog.
Is it a cat or a kitten?
It's a kitty.
Like how small? Show me your hands.
I didn't see it. It was in a cage, and he asked me if I wanted it, and I ran away. I was like, no. Like
a kitten. I think he was just trying to get you in his van.
Yeah.
Hey, you want a kitten?
Oh, let's get a station cat.
No.
Oh, yeah,
no.
Come on.
No. I'm allergic.
No cats.
We already have a cat named Mo. Now we actually have a rogue.
No. So yeah, we should get a cat named Mo. Oh, that'd be pretty funny. So, Ryan, how many cats do you have, too, right?
Yeah.
And what, one's dying and the other one's alive?
Yeah, she's like 14. She's doing all right.
Ryan, look at you. You're a big guy. Go home and choke it out. Let it go to cat heaven.
Yeah.
I thought you might choke it out in a different way.
No. Go home and put your hand around its little cat neck and just
Why
go.
Why are you telling him to kill a cat?
Because it's dying.
Look at him. He's going to kill a cat.
I know, but he's going to go out suffering.
He's just going to go out and start killing cats. Look at you. He's just going to go around and start stomping on cats. Mike told me to.
No,
told me to.
Ryan. Sound like that.
Your head exploded. That was pretty badass.
Yeah. Ryan's trying to sleep, and all he hears is,
meow, meow. Like, go away, dude.
Give it away to somebody.
I had to lock it in a bathroom. It kept waking me up.
Oh, yeah. Just end it. Put in a lake. Can you find a lake?
That's what my grandfather used to get, like, feral cats. They would come underneath
his
porch.
By the way, I'm kidding.
But my mom, when she was a kid, like, they would have, like, cats come home, and they would have sex, and then they'd give birth to these feral cats that were, like, diseased. Right. My grandpa would put them in trash bags and go drown them in front of my mom and her brothers. Like,
are you serious?
Oh,
like, yeah, I always hear stories about that.
Oh, yeah, he used to do it. He threw it off a bridge once. He threw a whole bag of cats right off a bridge.
Yeah, see, I'm making jokes with badass Ryan because I know he wouldn't hurt his own cats, but I could never do that.
Oh, my grandpa was a good dude.
I hate cats, and I could never do that.
They're animals.
That's your lineage, by the way.
Yeah. That's you got a little of that in you. Yeah.
No, I'm not going around stomping on cat heads. Like.
All right, Ryan, tell me what else you got. How you were having trouble with the apartment. You got, what, a one-bedroom?
Yeah, dude, I haven't found a TV yet. You guys said you're going to hook it up. Remember that, Mike?
I do have a TV for you.
Dude, I need one desperately. I'm tired of watching things on my laptop in a small screen.
What happened to the TV that you had when you were in Cleveland? Because I know you had stuff up there.
What happened was when I moved here, I didn't have a place. And as we all know, it took me a month to move in. So my mom just took the TV.
Oh, nice. You were like a collateral?
Good lady.
Yeah.
So I do have one. Just remind me. It's sitting in my garage. You can have it.
Okay, perfect.
All right, cool.
You're the man.
Yeah. So how has working here been?
I mean, it's getting a lot better. I'm getting more hours. I think people are less creeped off by me. Can I address one thing?
Sure.
That actually got me really mad, and I want to address it. It really hurt my feelings. So I was running the board probably 2 weeks now, and I heard you and Galvin debating if I'm on the autistic spectrum.
Right.
And I'm not.
How do you know? Usually the autistic people are the last ones to know.
ADHD. And Galvin, how dare you, bro?
Really?
Yes.
You may want to be tested again.
When were you tested?
2012. And like,
oh, like recently.
Yeah, dude, well, I had tests.
But don't you think if people are asking, if they're asking you
what
to take
tests? What about Asperger's?
I don't have Asperger's. Oh, my God.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive. Oh, Spanish over here chiming in.
I just asked if you were sure, dude.
Listen, badass Ryan, it would kind of answer some questions.
Like what questions, Mike?
I don't know. You're a little awkward. So
yeah. Okay, I'm nervous.
No, I take a couple of deep breaths.
And I've gotten better over the last few weeks.
Who told you to go take the test?
I don't know, my mom.
Yeah, so clearly we're not the only ones that had that thought.
I'm just a nervous dude. I mean, a lot of people are nervous about it?
I'm not going to hit you.
It's like I'm self-conscious.
Who's not nervous about
my looks. I get nervous around hot women.
You're not a bad-looking guy. You're a giant. You look like if Owen Benjamin had no success.
He's like if Owen Benjamin and George Marichon had a kid.
Hello. No, really, Carmen. Badass Ryan's not a bad-looking guy, right?
Yeah, right.
No.
A lot of enthusiasm, really convincing.
Nice well, she guy. Doesn't like white guys anyway, so
fair enough.
She said you were a nice guy.
Who would you rather, Carmen?
Yes.
If who would you rather bang if you had to? Badass Ryan.
Okay.
Or badass Gravedigger.
Oh, Gravedigger.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Without a debate.
All right. Well, she hates me, Ryan or me.
Yeah, Ryan or Rob. Ooh.
Rob?
Oh, yeah! Oh, she really hates Ryan.
We are getting it on.
Is it because badass Ryan's autistic that you wouldn't make love to him?
He looks very nice, and I think I might scare him, and I don't want
to. Badass Ryan or Medicine Man? Badass Ryan or Medicine Man?
Oh, come on. Badass Ryan.
Oh, man. She had to think about it for a while.
Badass Ryan or the stool over there in the back of the room.
The stool.
Oh! All day. Why don't you and Ryan go shopping for shirts together?
I'm down. I mean, I need some new shirts.
Who's the kid that you were with yesterday, Ryan, when you were carrying boxes when I was in the meeting and I saw you?
That was Kevin from Promotions.
You should hang out with him more often.
I'm going out this weekend or tonight with him.
Perfect.
Yeah,
going to downtown St. Pete.
What are you
going
to do? You going to look for ladies?
He's going to go smash cats' heads.
No, I mean, he's like hopefully I can.
What's that?
I mean, I was going to go with a joke, but it sucked. Yeah, I'm going to go out tonight, have a good time, you know. Can't wait.
Yeah.
I didn't see the other kid. Why should he hang out with the other kid? The other kid cool or what?
He's like a good sidekick.
Oh, yeah?
Ryan. Yeah.
They work well together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's going to love hearing that.
What? You guys look good together. He's shorter.
Which one is Kevin? Do I know Kevin? Does he work?
He's here for the foam party.
He's cool.
Helping out John.
He's a nice kid. He looks like he's a nice kid. But he looks like he's your sidekick.
Oh, I know who he is. Oh, okay. Yeah. I know who he is.
So, Badass Ryan, before you go out tonight, I wanted to see if we can give you some hours to go do some work tonight.
What time?
I don't know.
I'm down. Whatever.
Well, yeah, early. There is a Confederate flag run that's going from Brandon over to St. Pete, right? Or Tampa.
Brandon to Tampa. Yeah, it starts at 6.
And I wanted you to interview some of the people at the end of the parade route.
I'm down.
And then tomorrow we have an assignment for you. Do you have any idea what that is?
You kind of implied it when me and Kevin were walking back into the building after we got yogurt. You said something to the fact of,
two guys eating yogurt.
Oh, yeah. Good time. As I was walking in, you said something to the fact of, are you going to the gay pride parade with Rob? And right when you said that, I got a few inklings in my head. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's it. Tomorrow we'd like you to go cover the Pride Parade down in St. Petersburg.
I'm down.
All right, cool. You like gay guys?
I mean, no.
I mean, like, not that you want to hook up with them.
Oh, I mean.
But are you gay friendly like we are?
I don't care. Do what you want. Just don't do it to me.
What if they like you? What are you being picky for?
I mean, I like girls.
Yeah, you never did stuff with a guy?
No, I've never slept with a guy.
No, I didn't say slept, but I said did stuff. Rob did stuff with a guy once.
Yeah, everybody's curious when you're a kid. I mean,
no.
I was molested, but when we were kids, like, we used to watch the movie The Mask and get in sleeping bags and take care of business. All of us had a sleepover.
To The Mask?
Oh, what? Yeah.
Cameron Diaz.
I was thinking The Share with the Rocky Dennis.
Yeah. No, I could probably do it to that, too. But I didn't tell you that we did that every Friday. We do sleepovers. That and the movie Milk Money. You remember Milk Money?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. We all cranked it.
I hate that I said, oh, yeah, as you did this.
You were never molested, were you, Ryan?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
What's the closest to a gay thing you've done?
Sitting next to you right now.
I mean, I guess when I look at like guys like Tom Brady, I go, he's pretty gorgeous. Like, you just see guys and you know they're good looking.
Yeah, that's not gay. That's just normal.
I don't know if gorgeous is the adjective most people use. He'd be like, hey, he's
gorgeous.
He's a good looking guy.
Carmen, what number can I dial out on? Anyone?
Yes. For
request lines?
Yep.
All right, hold on. I gotta make a phone call real quick.
All right.
8:53. She's probably not gonna answer. You have headphones, Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay.
This should be interesting.
I'm trying to call my wife.
Oh.
My wife is.
Hello?
Hi, you're live on the air.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Did I wake you?
No, I was awake.
Oh, Ryan, say hi to my wife.
What's up? How's it going?
Great.
Can you ask him some questions to see if he has Asperger's?
Oh, my God.
Ryan?
We think he's...
I do not. I am not on the spectrum.
He's on the spectrum.
I'm not on the spectrum.
He said he was tested in 2012, but we don't believe him.
Oh, I don't know.
Is there anything I can do to him? Can I poke him or something? I don't know.
Is it the guy that says badass all the time?
Yeah, Badass Ryan.
Yeah. I don't know. I would have him test it again.
You would, right? She doesn't mess around. She doesn't do this to make jokes. What, is there anything I can do? Like, is there any puzzle I can give him? Can I give him some blocks and, like, give him 30 seconds
to build
them?
Can we throw toothpicks on the floor? That's different, isn't it?
Blackjack.
How's his eye contact?
terrible. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, it's funny because I noticed that while he's talking to while you're talking to him, he's looking over and he won't like look at any of us while he's talking to us.
Mm. Now he's looking at me and it looks like he's dead inside. What else?
Does he seem like he's very knowledgeable in just one certain area?
Nope. Clearly, he is knowledgeable in nothing. He knows a lot about cats.
And radio.
Yeah.
Murder.
That's true. Ryan, what do you say your best subject is? What do you know the most about?
Radio or, like, TV or cats.
Okay.
Or porn.
Every guy knows about that. What else?
I never really paid attention in school, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Me
I've
either.
Never really been good at anything.
Right.
So.
Cats.
Trouble concentrating?
I have a good job at concentrating. I don't know.
What medications are you currently taking?
You know what? The previous show that copies Howard that I used to work with made me do that. I'm not going there.
It's just a lot.
Mm. Like, how many are you taking?
Three to five. I take three in the morning, three in the afternoon, and then, like, three to sleep.
You don't have to say what they... All right, so three to sleep.
When, what? It's, I'll tell you the one I take to sleep. It's non-prescription. It's melatonin, so there you go.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's got a melatonin deficiency.
And I'll tell you the other med I'm not afraid of, Klonopin. It chills me out.
Which one? Why? What are you afraid of?
I don't know, like hot girls.
No, why? I mean, you said you tell you the one you're not afraid of is the Klonopin, so you're afraid of your other drugs?
I mean, it's just a long list that makes you sound bad crap crazy.
Badass is what it makes you sound like.
Yeah, you get cool pills.
Carmen, Amanda, Carmen just printed out the Autism Asperger's quiz. Yeah. Ryan, Ryan, give it to me. Pass that over here real quick.
Thanks, Carmen.
Is it really? It's really long.
Yeah, it is. But I have it up here, so if he wanted to go through and answer them, then I could actually put them in the computer, and we could get the results.
All right, all right.
It's like 50 questions.
Well, let me, Amanda. Anything else I should add, ask him or look for?
No, I mean it's really more social stuff. But truthfully, I don't even think they're going to consider Asperger's in like the DSM anymore. I think they're taking it out.
Okay, so
it's not really a big deal.
If he has Asperger's, he's fully functioning.
I don't have Asperger's. I took an IQ test. I have 92. When I was in Cleveland, they had me take an IQ test. I got a 92.
But most people with Asperger's are highly intelligent.
You just
92 is not.
You just work towards my argument.
But I'm saying that it's not. I don't know. I felt like that we were calling him stupid.
No,
what we're saying.
I do not have autism. Gosh darn it.
Gosh darn it. I don't think he's stupid at all. In fact, I think he's going to be great for the show.
Yeah, 92 is of average intelligence. So it's not low, it's not high, but it's just average.
All right.
But even if he had autism, it wouldn't mean that he wasn't intelligent.
But I don't want this thing that I have autism going around the office. I do not have autism. Goodness gracious.
We're going to find out. We're going to take the test.
And plus, don't use that kind of language, Charlie Brown.
I'm trying not to swear.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to throw a ball. I'm going to give him a ball like Warren had. And see, touch his ear. See if we can touch his ear.
Touch his ear.
Give him a ball, then try and take it away.
What's that?
Superhuman strength.
Yeah. See if he can lift that couch by himself.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much. If I end up getting shot today, you know why.
Okay.
All right. See you later.
Yeah. Whatever.
Bye. She just did. See, badass Ryan.
What?
I don't know. That didn't make you look crazier.
I don't know.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.